MFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is the big picture. Derek Gary and Chase Blaine with you until 9 o'clock tonight. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. 855-915-WMFO. Write it down. Punch it into your phone. We love to hear from our listeners.
We do indeed.
And later tonight, you may want to weigh in because we're going to be talking about net neutrality, which everybody's all freaked out about net neutrality. And you know what's amazing about all these people who are freaked out about net neutrality, Shay?
Is that they know nothing about net neutrality.
Correct. They don't know what they're talking about. Yes. So we'll try and separate fact from fiction. And we'll also tell you about the new thing that you should be terrified about very soon in the news.
There's always a new thing you should be terrified
about.
Oh, boy,
yeah. There's whole new reasons that you might want to be terrified this holiday season. So there's something else to look forward to.
Oh, heck yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Wonderful. I spent it on a farm in Maine. I picked up a chicken for the first time in my life, which was pretty awesome, I must say. You have to hold their wings down, though.
Oh, that's, yeah, because they get all flappy.
They get all flappity-do.
Yeah.
I had no idea. But it was quite satisfying, I will say. And spent it with Phoebe Angle and her family, another Boston comedian. And it was just Estrogen Fest 2017, pretty much, because it was all women. But yeah, it was awesome.
Was there turkey?
Oh, of course there was turkey. It was Thanksgiving.
Was there pie?
Of course there was pie.
Nice.
Though the most important part, my mom's, that's what kills me, is me and my mom both made a separate dessert, and hers was the big star of the show.
No.
She made a fruit tart, and I made our family's famous trifle. It was barely touched. The fruit tart was gone. Which, you know, listeners, you know that at Thanksgiving, the dessert that's gone by the end of the meal is the one that everyone really, really loved.
Yeah.
My trifle was not gone.
I got to give a shout out to Sarah, who I think is going to be here for the Christmas show in a couple of weeks. Maybe, maybe not. I know Mike Pincus is going to be. But she came over. Because she was working on Friday, so I invited her over for Thanksgiving. And she brought the best apple pie I think I've ever had in my life.
It was from is a strong statement,
it was
too.
It was from the Boston Baking Company.
Oh, get
and,
it.
And they were selling these as part of a fundraiser. So you buy the pie, and then the profits go to provide meals for hungry families. This pie was spectacular. Okay, not only was the crust a perfect golden brown, layers of flaky, buttery deliciousness. But the apples themselves were cooked to that perfect Not too crisp, not too soggy consistency.
I was going to say, like, not mushy, but not still like, this feels like I'm biting into an apple.
And I am not generally a huge fan of apple pie. I like apple pie, but it's...
I mean, who doesn't like apple pie? We're American.
Top of my list is chocolate cream pie, and that was devoured.
Banana that's cream gone. Pie. That's my...
But this apple pie, oh my God. I was eating it for lunch all weekend. I was just like, I'm just going to have another slice of this pie because there's apples in here that's good for me, and this pie is delicious.
I think that's kind of the incentive to invite people over to your house for Thanksgiving is to reap the rewards of what they brought.
And the for those playing along at home, no, the gravy did not come out correctly. So, the gravy woes continue. Seems to be an ongoing theme. Bad gravy is not news where I am concerned, but other things are.
They are.
And I already, there it is. Already the
I was
buttons.
Waiting for it.
I'm pressing the buttons and nothing is happening. Shay Spillane, what the heck is going on?
Well, in local news, Boston City Councilors unanimously voted to ban single-use plastic shopping bags in the city this afternoon. Councilor Matt O'Malley made the proposal, which bans flimsy plastic bags. And under this proposal, customers will be charged 5 cents for plastic bags that are thicker and could be reused or bring their own reusable bags. Typical paper bags without handles are free under the ban, and business will keep all proceeds. The council have been weighing the citywide plastic ban for more than a year, and all 11 councilors voted in favor.
Stupid idea.
Kind of annoying, I won't lie. I feel like I live in California all over again.
First of all, charging people for bags is criminal. Okay, under no circumstances should we even be thinking of charging somebody for a bag. Secondly, the default response in all of this among supermarkets, which is really where this issue comes into play, is to not give you a bag at all.
So, yeah, just carry your stuff.
So if you're buying a lot of groceries, they're either going to hold you hostage for a nickel a bag, or you got to bring your own reusable bag. And there was a study that came out a little over a year ago that basically said most Americans' reusable supermarket bags are so full of bacteria because they never get washed.
True story.
That you may as well eat at Chipotle. Well, that's how bad they are. You may as well eat at Chipotle.
That's what I don't understand is why don't we just have, which most of them are anyways, why don't we just use recyclable bags and then they can be recycled into new bags?
The plastic bags that we're using now are generally... more than 50%.
Yeah.
They're more than 50% post-consumer content. They can't be recycled anymore. Because if you try and recycle them again, they will cease to be plastic.
I was going to say, they'll just fall apart and die.
I get the desire to remove plastic from the stream. I understand those problems. The alternatives that you have here just don't work. The single-use plastic bag became ubiquitous because it was the best solution to the problem. I don't know if you've shopped in Somerville lately, but if you walk into Stop and Shop and buy a can of soup and want a bag to put it in, you get a full-size brown paper bag that you don't need. And by the way, what tree died to make that bag?
And that actually makes it more difficult to carry that can of soup.
Yeah. Whereas if you could just chuck it in a plastic bag, it's like, boom, I'm done. Or if you're just grabbing a couple things, chuck it in a plastic bag, you're done.
I hope your seal gets choked on the plastic bag.
I don't want the animals dying. And I don't want all this plastic sitting around in the environment. But at the same time, if you're going to ban something, you'd better have a better solution than, oh, we're going to make everybody pay a nickel a bag.
Yeah, that's...
You need a better solution than that, because that is 100% regressive taxation on people who you look at and you're like, oh, it's a nickel. Nickel's a big deal to some people still.
And which, if you think about it, is how our country seceded from England is unnecessary taxation.
Marty Walsh has not fully signed off on this yet. He's still reviewing it. So there's still a chance that this gets kicked
down the road.
So you're
saying
there's
hope.
There's hope, but... Marty Walsh, you know, if the unions come out in favor of getting rid of the plastic bags, then we know where Marty's going to go.
Well, in national news, the search for a three-year-old entered its third day today as authorities...
This is not your national story.
I had a different one for entertainment.
Okay. All right. I just want... Okay. You may proceed. It just struck me as being bigger than an entertainment story. Please.
Well, now I don't even want to finish it.
No, it's still a relevant story. This is the Walmart thing.
In national news, a search for a three-year-old entered its third day today as authorities in North Carolina said hundreds of law enforcement officers have searched hundreds of acres after Mariah K. Woods was reported missing, and investigators believe it was a quote-unquote focused incident. The girl's mother, Christy Woods, said she last saw the child when she put her to bed on Sunday night, and that when she went to check on her Monday morning, she couldn't find her and reported her missing. Hundreds of acres have been searched on the ground and by air with more than 225 investigators, agents, and other members of law enforcement working around the clock, including the FBI. Mariah's grandmother, Melissa Hunter, has said the girl normally walks with orthopedic braces and that she can't step straight without them.
So where does this... There's this video that's shown up that may or may not be this girl in a Walmart.
They say...
But that girl's not wearing braces and looks to be walking normally.
Looks to be walking... That's been the kind of suspension of disbelief, is that they thought this woman... Kidnap seems like a weird word to use when it's something so specific. But... Yep. Child napped. I don't know what else you would say about it, but it does appear, because the grandmother said that she doesn't walk without these braces, that it's unlikely that video is her. But now, I'm sorry, I'm so thrown off by you.
Sorry, I didn't. It's just I have my own like idea of where the news has gone today. And what matters and what, you know, what the most important things are. And it's just, I forgot about entertainment. I was like, yes, that is more of an entertainment story. Mm-hmm. So it just, I'm just trying to keep an eye on what's above the fold here. And you're right. I'm wrong. My apologies to you.
Wait, can you say that again?
You're right. I'm wrong. My apologies to you. Something about this whole story does not smell right, by the way.
It really doesn't. And even like you see the mom's appeal to the press, it all looks very fishy.
Yeah.
That's the best term I can think of to put it under, is fishy. It seems very, everyone involved has said that it is definitely not isolated, if you will. I want to know how much I wonder who the father of this child is, who his family is, who has a vested interest in this child.
Yeah.
I feel like we might get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, this seems an awful lot like an in-family abduction.
Oh, absolutely.
Or you're in another sort of Kaylee Anthony situation.
That was my other
question. Where mommy's decided she doesn't want to be.
Casey.
But Casey was, Kaylee was the victim. Casey was innocent, yeah. Of course. She was found not guilty by a jury in Florida, so she didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, because Florida knows everything.
Yeah, Trayvon Martin. his killer wasn't found guilty either. In world news, let's check in with our dear friend, Ri Chun Hee. And what that means is that North Korea conducted its first missile test since mid-September yesterday, firing an intercontinental ballistic missile from the southern city of Sanni. The missile flew for 50 minutes, reached an orbital height of 2.780 miles, and traveled 1,000 kilometers before breaking up and crashing into the sea about 210 miles from the coast of Japan. Observers were split on the missile test, with some suggesting that North Korea now possesses the technology to reach Washington, while others said the new Hwasong-15 missile was no more advanced than the one fired over Japan in late August, capable of reaching the west coast of the United States. President Trump said that the latest test would not change his position on North Korea, while North Korean media said that it would be a, quote, responsible nuclear power, end quote. It's good to know that they're going to be a responsible
Totally believe them in saying that.
So here's a new thing that you can be terrified about, because it may or may not be a missile capable of reaching New England. It depends on who you talk to. Now, one thing that everybody agrees on, as far as yesterday's missile test goes, is that this missile did not have anything that weighed as much as a nuclear warhead would. So this is a test to see, can we get it up that high? Can it survive reentry?
Can it go that?
Right. Yeah. There's no warhead on it. And the warhead changes all of the behavior of the missile. The argument that's being made for whether or not it could reach the east coast of the United States is to say, if you took this same missile and flew it at a lower trajectory, that it could travel 13,000 miles, which is about the distance that we're looking at. But because you shoot it up and down, it doesn't look like it goes as far. There is no consensus on whether or not that's true. And there's no consensus on whether or not North Korea even has a guidance system that could put one of its missiles within 50 miles of a given target. It's still a concerning development. And if you're the type who wants to go run into the hills and hide in your bunker, you know, happy holidays. You can spend them up there because the bad man, Rocket Man, has the missile now.
Well, listen, Trump's not really helping us. I mean, in his last statement about the subject before today, he called Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man. He's a sick puppy.
Yeah.
That's... I don't know anyone who's been called a sick puppy who comes back from it saying, oh, I'm okay with that. I'm not going to fire back at you, either literally or figuratively.
Well, I think he's just responding to Kim Jong-un calling Trump a dotard. So, you know.
I got to side with Kim Jong-un on that.
I kind of do, too. North Korea is once again saying this is just about deterrence. We're not going to use this on anybody. This is to stop the coming
famous last words
United States invasion. I don't know when the U.S. invasion is scheduled for. Nobody sent me the memo.
And ironically, we don't either. For the people, by the people, my butt.
So, you afraid? Any more so right now, Shay, than you were?
I mean,
yesterday or the day before?
No. I mean, I've been afraid since September 11th, to be perfectly frank.
Yeah, I think most of us have.
I'm never more or less afraid. I'm always just aware that at any moment something could happen.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the first time that I didn't go to the Boston Marathon in the, at that point, 27 years I've been alive, there was a bombing exactly where I'd watch it. It pretty much whatever you do, you're living life with risk.
Yeah.
If you leave your house and it doesn't have barbed wire around it, you're going into it with risk. And you can't go to the movie theater. You can't go to the mall. You can't go anywhere without thinking, maybe.
And I think on some level, this leads to the sort of meh response that most Americans have to this story.
Yeah.
Which is, we're too busy worried about ISIS driving a truck into us while we're walking down the street, or somebody in a hotel spraying gunfire on us as we're attending a concert, to really process the threat of Rocket Man and his poorly aimed nuclear weapons.
Yeah, it almost becomes trivial. It really does. Like, especially because so many Americans, I've had the privilege of getting to travel a lot and see most of the country, and I know you've traveled a lot too.
Yeah.
But so many Americans just know their immediate surroundings, and the thought of this country across the world attacking us is not even close to an immediate threat compared to this crazy person down the block.
Yeah.
That's able to get an automatic weapon and shoot me with it.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the guy next door these days.
It comes down to. And that's, we live in a terrifying time, D.
Yes, we do. So don't let the nuclear weapon worry you too much. Good news here on the East Coast.
Don't let the UN get you down.
The good news here on the East Coast is that we will get lots and lots of advance warning if he shoots one of these things at us. The bad news is no matter where you escape, you might wind up in the wrong place because who knows where the heck these things are going to land.
Yeah.
We think it's heading to Washington. Oh, no, it went to Pittsburgh. Oh, it's heading for New York. Nope. Portland, Maine.
So what Derek is saying is hug your loved ones extra tight. Kiss that chick you're trying to kiss.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, unless, I mean, if she wants you to.
Yes, that's like, the forcibly, only situation where you can do that.
Don't forcibly kiss her, we will get to.
Yeah, that's bad. Don't even look at women.
Take your shots of whiskey. Smoke your joints of pot. And sit back and hope that what we think is going to happen doesn't happen.
It won't. As far as the nuclear weapons go, I'm pretty confident.
That's what I mean. That's what, when I was scared that the world was going to end in 2012, that's what my mom said to me. It's like, I've been alive for 50 some odd years. Do you know how many times we thought the world was going to end?
Yeah. And that wasn't even based on anything other than like an arbitrary date on an ancient calendar. So there was
and Nostradamus.
No, there was nothing to support that. The Nostradamus thing was misinterpreted. And yeah, somebody with a nuclear weapon is a slightly more realistic threat.
That's true.
Than the Mayan calendar.
But nonetheless, at the same time, it's always conjecture. It's always, you don't actually know what's going to happen.
No. No, he could drop nuclear weapons tomorrow. I think if you've got a nuclear weapon, you're not terribly concerned with accuracy, but I'm not going to assume that he could target. This came up when we were talking about Guam. I don't think there's any guarantee they could even hit the island. The thing would probably land in the ocean somewhere.
Yeah.
We're still going to nuke, you know, they can hit the stuff next door. They can hit Japan. They can hit South Korea easily.
But and then we could nuke the... out of them.
Yeah, exactly. But when it comes to hitting a target that's further away, don't have a lot of confidence there. What I'm saying is if you live in Iowa, I might be more worried about this than someone on the East Coast. It's pretty good bet that thing's going to wind up 1,000 miles short.
Watch your corn.
In sports news, they're nuking our corn. They're nuking our corn. Why are they nuking our corn? Sports news, one of the longest streaks in NFL history comes to an end this Sunday as Eli Manning has chosen to bench himself for the Giants' upcoming game against the Raiders. Manning had started 210 consecutive games, the longest current streak in the NFL, but still second to Brett Favre, who started 297 consecutive games. Manning explained that coach Ben McAdoo had planned to give Geno Smith extensive playing time on Sunday, with the Giants out of contention for the playoffs, partly to prevent Manning from getting hurt in a meaningless game. Manning opted to bench himself, telling reporters he'd rather give his backup Geno Smith the chance to start, and that he felt starting and then sitting for the rest of the game would tarnish his consecutive start streak. Archie Manning came out today and said that Eli is heartbroken and crying.
Oh my goodness.
Which, yeah, I don't know that I necessarily believe that story. I will give you...
This is one of those times that I'm sad we're on the radio because I wish that the listeners could see my eyes roll.
Now, if what Eli said is true, that actually represents the sort of good-hearted sportsmanship that I think we would like to see more often out of our pro athletes. Because it's a very selfless thing to do. You've got a pretty substantial record on the line. And rather than just show up and take a few snaps to keep the record going, you sit yourself down and say, no, you want to give the other guy a chance, you give the other guy a chance. Let's see what he can do.
It is very Rudy-esque.
And I don't... Now the question is like, well, is he going to be in New York next year? I don't think the Giants have any intention whatsoever of parting ways with Eli Manning. It's the only team he's ever played for. I think they
14
have
14 seasons.
I think the Maras have every intention of parting ways with Bob McAdoo, who has been a complete disaster this season, and maybe parting ways with some of the underperformers on the defense. But as far as Eli goes, that guy's job is safe. I'll be very surprised if anything happens to him.
Oh, of course. The Mannings are like a NFL institution. They can do no wrong. In entertainment news, Matt Lauer, a familiar face in morning news as the anchor of Today for two decades, was fired by NBC News today after a female colleague made a detailed complaint accusing him of inappropriate sexual behavior during the 2014 Olympics. The accusation also noted that the alleged behavior continued in the workplace after the games. In a memo to employees sent this morning, NBC News chairman Andrew Lax said the complaint prompted a serious review and represented a clear violation of the company's standards. Lax said it was the first complaint lodged against Lauer, who's 59, for his behavior since he took over as anchor of the show in 1997, but that there was reason to believe it may have not been an isolated incident.
You know what that reason to believe was? All those reporters that were calling up Andrew Lack and the rest of the staff over at the Today Show and saying, what's your response to this allegation? What's your response to this allegation? What's your response to this allegation? I don't know if you got a chance to read the Vanity Fair piece or not, Shay.
I did, but...
Couple of fun Matt Lauer tidbits in there. Number one, he could remotely lock the door to his office from his desk.
That's cute.
That's always a sign that someone is above the boards in their interactions with the opposite sex. He apparently once gave a sex toy to a coworker as a gift, along with a note explaining what he would like to do to her with it. And another woman has come forward and said that he summoned her to his office for sex and then had sex with her. And she did not tell anybody at the time because she didn't want to lose her job.
Because he was Matt Lauer.
Yeah. So here's another one of your...
That's... I was
television heartthrobs. Another one of your TV superstars.
Well, Matt Lauer's not even hot. That's the annoying thing.
A lot of women think he is.
They're small and dumb.
A lot of women think Matt Lauer is the bee's knees.
But that's... Well, it's just... That's what's crazy is that it's... It's a can of worms style, or floodgates opened, or whatever you want to call it. It's so crazy how all of a sudden all of this is coming out. And as I said, not last week, obviously, because I wasn't here. I miss you guys. Hi. But not last week, but the week before when we were talking about Louis C.K. It's all things that we all already knew, but that are suddenly coming to light. And now that things are, now that everyone's okay about talking about it, even on Boston Comedians the other day, there was a post saying, what's the worst advice you've ever gotten in comedy? And I said, sleep with me, I can get you more shows.
Hmm.
And it's, people are acting, or I'm sorry, the general public, I should say, are acting as though this is some kind of new concept. And it's not.
I don't know that anybody's treating it as if it's a new concept. It's the people who are going down for it.
Because, yeah, well, that's what I'm... Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Because Lauer, in the eyes of the audience, is a guy who's above reproach.
I would say he's... straight-laced and...
Lauer's been a part of your mornings for 20 years, and... The Ann Curry thing was the one time that people were like, what's the real deal with Lauer? And of course, if you knew the whole history with Lauer, you knew that he and his wife almost got divorced and then didn't, but didn't live together anymore. So there's some red flags going on here in the background. Like what's really up with this guy?
Behind the scenes of this.
Yeah. And it turns out that Matt Lauer likes to invite women to his office and just take his clothes off.
Which, I mean, who doesn't?
The good news for Matt Lauer is that as an NBC employee, 6 months from now, he'll have a new show on MSNBC. Maybe they'll give him the lead-in spot to Brian Williams.
Well, I think it reminds me of the crash in 2008, the economy crash, is that all those bankers got bailed out. And I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like all of these men who are getting called out right now are going to get some version of a bailout.
Are we going to put them on an island with a bunch of cougars? Is that the bailout for the bad sex predators at...
If you mean actual cougars, like the animal, that is super fun.
I mean the type of cougar that's hanging out at the townie bar.
Well, in that case, yeah, we could do that.
That'd be a good bailout for these guys.
Yeah.
Meantime, Garrison Keillor has also been fired by Minnesota Public Radio.
Yes.
And according to Garrison Keillor, if you believe this stems from an incident where he was consoling a female coworker and put his hand on her back to console her. She had an open shirt or something like that, but he touched her skin and slid his hand up, and she recoiled in horror. And he apologized to her and said everything was fine until I heard from her lawyer yesterday. Now, putting your hand on someone's back as a gesture of support is not a fireable offense. And if that is the extent of what happened here, then Mr. Keillor should have his job back and an apology. Mr. Lauer, on the other hand, has no business being around women ever again. Unless the women know full well what Mr. Lauer expects of them.
Yeah, the only business he has being around women is if he goes to a strip club in Vegas. And then... feel it up. Even then, actually, I don't believe you're allowed to.
Some places you can. I don't think in Vegas you can touch. There are places where you can touch, but you got to watch where you touch or you get thrown out. One of the things that's interesting to me about this is, you know, we've got Harvey Weinstein, we got Matt Lauer in the entertainment world, we got John Conyers down in Washington, D.C. in the world of politics. We still haven't seen any scandals involving pro athletes.
Yet.
But the fact that it's gone this long without pro athletes being dragged into this, because we've heard plenty of bad Ben Roethlisberger. Mm. We know that guy twice was accused of rape. Mm-hmm. There was an investigation in one case and no charges were ever filed.
And there was Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant with, he went on trial and dodged charges of rape. Former Boston Red Sox pitcher Roger Clemens was allegedly involved with a 14-year-old girl down in Texas. Was she 14 or 15? I think she might have been 15.
I think she was 15.
See, he was in his 40s, and it was still wrong.
I would say that doesn't make it better.
But I'm surprised that we don't have women coming out of the woodwork saying, this one, these guys are all bad. And one of the reasons why this may be happening, years ago, Boston Red Sox player Mo Vaughn used to catch a lot of crap because... when he was not on the field or at practice, he would go down to Providence and hang out at the strip clubs. And
he loved that.
A number of people, including this broadcaster, would sit there and say, you can have anybody you want. You can go out with anybody you want. What are you doing at the strip clubs? And Movon's response to this was very simple. I understand the nature of that transaction, and so does the woman. So when I go home, I'm on my own, and I don't have to worry about anything. And that appears to be a piece of advice that is filtered down to a lot of young athletes.
Yeah.
Because when you hear about things like there were the New York Giants on the boat down in Mexico a couple of seasons ago, the pictures of them with all the girls, it was widely understood that those were women that they had hired to hang out with them on the boat. Mm-hmm. A lot of athletes are spending time in the strip clubs, and a lot of athletes are spending time with women for hire. Why? Because you don't have any repercussions from it.
Yeah, the expectation is understood.
It is a transaction. It is understood. Everybody goes home.
Well, and going off of that too, I think that that's part of why in this whole explosion of sexual harassment allegations or sexual assault allegations that athletes haven't been implicated is not just because they... go to strip clubs, but because there is the expectation of so many of the stories that have come forth have been as a result of someone being in a professional situation and putting another professional in a situation where they feel as though they're required to do this.
Yeah, there aren't power dynamics at play here.
Exactly. Whereas, like, if I saw David Ortiz in the bar, and I was that kind of girl. If I went down on him in the bathroom, it would just be me going down on David Ortiz in the bathroom.
Well, you're
going
to want some tickets out of that. And they can generally get you tickets.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying there's not the professional implication of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't.
That's an interesting point.
It's different because I know girls who are like Red Sox groupies or Bruins groupies.
Oh, there is no shortage of women who want to sleep with these guys.
And that's the thing is that the women. The difference is that women that just want to sleep with someone for sleeping with someone who's famous and is important in their eyes, fan wise, and women who are in this industry and feel pressured to do so.
Yeah, it's not like sleeping with David Ortiz is going to get you on the team.
Exactly.
You know, he's not going to walk in and be like, you want to play third base? Come here.
Yeah. You're the new bat girl.
Yeah, that doesn't work that way. And that's a good, it's a good angle to consider. But at the same time, I've got to believe that there are some guys out there who are predatory in pro sports.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not
discounting that. But I'm just saying it's a bit different in certain lights.
Yeah. But for whatever reason, we're not hearing about that. And I'm waiting for that shoe to drop. And once a major athlete gets hit, you're going to see the same thing that we're seeing in the media right now. The floodgates open, and suddenly everybody goes down. I do still support Garrison Keillor, however. If he's telling the truth, and the extent of that interaction...
That's a big if.
The extent of that interaction is, I am putting my hand on your back to console you. That's not sexual assault. That's not even inappropriate touching.
Yeah, that's... He said, I put my hand on a woman's bare back... I meant to pat her back after she told me about her unhappiness, and her shirt was open, and my hand went up at about 6 inches. She recoiled. I apologized. I sent her an email of apology later, and she replied that she had forgiven me and not to think about it.
Yeah, until her lawyer called. World of difference between that and being locked in a room with Matt Lauer. Would you like to have sex or your career? This is your choice.
Can I have both?
Do you want to have sex with Matt Lauer?
No, okay, I just mean with someone hot.
No, but that's your choice. You can have sex with Matt Lauer, or you can have a career.
Sex with Matt Lauer.
Because if you say no to the sex...
I'm going
to
go career.
You're not going to have the career. So you got to have... See, that's how the power dynamic works. That's why it's coercive, and consent cannot be given. In technology news, boy, I didn't think things were creepy enough today. YouTube... has weathered a series of scandals in recent days involving disturbing content with children. On Monday, the site came under fire after users noted that typing the phrase how to have led to an autocomplete result for how to have sex with your kids. YouTube claimed that someone may have artificially manipulated their algorithm to trigger the search result, which appeared just above how to have sex in school. The offending results were manually removed days after YouTube terminated 270 accounts and removed more than 150,000 videos after the Times of London reported that pedophiles were commenting on them. Big purge going on over YouTube because apparently there are all these videos on YouTube of like little girls in their underwear just laying around.
Well, the thing is, kids are sluts now.
Or little girls.
I hate to say it, but it's absolutely true.
Little girls in swimsuits playing with toys. And these videos have millions of views. And it's nobody understands what's happening with any of this content.
Well, that's the problem is that as we're going to get into later, when we speak about net neutrality, it's an issue that's been happening in the internet pretty much since the internet became big, which I don't know. I always date it to Windows 95.
Oh, the first thing that was posted on the internet was a message saying, hey, welcome to the internet. Hey, what's up? The second thing posted to the internet was a naked woman. The third thing posted to the internet was a naked child. That's the early history of the internet right there. That's where it began.
Cute.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is that there's no... if you need to find anything, you can find it on the internet. And these kids now, oh God, I sound so old. These kids today. But these kids today, honestly, they'll post pictures of themselves. Even like 11 or 12 year olds will post pictures of themselves laying around in bikinis or.
But these videos that are being taken down were being made by adults. And this is the weird thing. There's one channel in particular where this guy was just shooting video after video after video of his daughters acting like babies. They're like 8 and 6 years old, these girls, acting like babies, playing with toys. And these videos have millions of views. And this whole shit.
It's so creepy.
And it's like, what is this? You know, why is someone making this? Why is anyone watching this? How does this video get 25 million views? Because if you have a music video and it gets 25 million views, that's all over the news.
Like, you're famous.
That's the biggest story in America. These videos all have millions and millions of views, but there's no entertainment value to them. There's no context to them. It's just weird.
Wow. Yeah. YouTube has, in the past week, removed 150,000 videos and disabled comments for over 625,000.
Yeah, the 625,000 were the ones that the Times of London found pedophiles sitting around saying, oh, you're a nice looking one, or whatever the heck the pedophiles are writing on these things.
It's, I love that they say, removed ads from nearly 2 million videos and over 50,000 channels that were, quote, masquerading as family-friendly content.
Yeah. This started out with an investigation into YouTube Kids and this combination of, like, naughty cartoons made for adults with, like, Peppa Pig discovering her love of bacon and then eating herself. Like scraping off her own skin to eat it because she loved bacon. Which, if you're an adult...
That's ruined Peppa Pig for me.
If you're an adult, it's hilarious.
I would say that's funny, but like thinking about how much my niece loves that.
But this was showing up on the YouTube Kids channel.
That's not okay.
And in addition to that, they started finding these other videos, like the one I told you about, mm-hmm. with the two girls mm-hmm. who were just like acting like babies and playing with toys. So the media's sitting around, everybody's sitting around saying, what is this? Why does this exist? What is this supposed to do? And a part of it is just about gaming Google's algorithm to get top rankings in search. But then the content doesn't make any sense at all. So YouTube's got some work to do. YouTube needs to hire people, human beings, not machines.
Yeah.
To pay attention to what...
To police this.
Yeah, to pay attention to what's being watched.
And especially, I mean...
And what's being uploaded.
YouTube, you make so much money. Create jobs. There are people who will do this for you.
Well, YouTube's argument is that they do through their ad share program, you know? But think about it. If you're the dad of these two little girls and you're making like hundreds of thousands of dollars every time you post a video, of course you're going to exploit your kids. Who cares about the kids? I'm making money.
Yeah.
I'll work it out with the kids later on when they grow up. It is appalling, abhorrent behavior, and YouTube needs to do away with it.
No why. There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
There are no clouds up in the sky tonight. Clear skies. Highs around freezing. Temperature's going to be dropping through the night. So if you're going outside, bring a coat and a hat. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, kind of mild, highs in the mid-40s, lows in the mid-40s tomorrow night, rain possibly moving in, depending on where you are late tomorrow night, with some showers around. Friday morning, chance of a shower, then the rain moves out, partly cloudy skies, highs around 50, lows below freezing, again on Friday night. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 40s, lows around the freezing mark. Sunday, pretty much the same, highs in the mid-40s, lows around freezing. Slight chance of rain, depending on where you are Sunday. And then Monday, sunny, mid-40s during the day, around the freezing mark, Monday night. So getting a little bit seasonal. The super, super warmth that we've been having. Hopefully this was the last day of it, but we'll see. It's getting old. It's
honestly, I'm so excited for snow and bundled up. And all of that.
You know what I'm excited for? My allergies clearing up because...
Oh, yeah. You're champion on that.
The warm weather and all of the mold and mildew that it brings has gone away. I want a good hard frost and then I want some snow so that I can breathe for a couple of months. That's all I'm asking.
Just a couple months.
855-915-9636. It is The Big Picture. Derek Gary, Shea Spillane with you until 9 o'clock. On the Towel, Mikey D here at 9 with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Tell your neighbors, rip the knob off the stereo, it's WMFO. And when we come back, all the other stories that caught our attention this week.
Sirloin is a popular family steak. All sirloins are excellent eating, but there are some slight differences. To get the most lean meat for your money, look for a sirloin steak with a round bone. To get the most tender sirloin, look for one with a long, flat bone. You can broil or pan broil sirloin steak if it's graded USDA Prime, Choice, or Good. If you want more tips on buying steak, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
WMFO Medford. You are listening to The Big Picture. I am Shea Spillane. With me, as always, is Derek Gary. And we're going to be here with you till 9 o'clock. If you'd like to give us a call, we can take that at 815-915-9636. And now we're at one of our favorite parts of the show, where we quiz each other on the news events of the past week. We like to call it Did You Hear? And we're going to find out if either of us did. And I'm going to start you off with American Airlines.
American Airlines apparently did not schedule enough pilots for the holidays.
Yes.
So they have 15,000 passengers scheduled to fly on planes that aren't going anywhere.
Yes,
because
exactly.
There's no pilot.
Because there's no pilot to fly them.
How do you fix that? Do you call Pilots R Us or?
Well, it's the Allied Pilots Association said yesterday that on Friday, management disclosed a failure within the pilot scheduling bidding system. And as a result, thousands of flights currently do not have pilots assigned to fly them during the upcoming critical holiday period. And American Airlines said in a statement today that they were working diligently to address the issue and expect to avoid most cancellations. It's maybe the worst time, other than summer vacation or spring break, this is the worst time this could happen.
How does this happen?
Exactly.
In this data-driven, analytics-obsessed world, how do you wind up with no pilots for your flights?
It makes absolutely no sense.
It's the airline industry, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, that's the thing, is that I feel like in the past two decades, airlines have gotten so streamlined in how they do things, and air travel in general has gotten a lot more streamlined, and this is ridiculous. Yeah. I remember, when I read this story, I was like, I have to include this because this is so stupid.
George H.W. Bush.
He was a good man. He is a good man. Did he die?
No.
I don't know.
No, this came out on Friday, so you're forgiven if you didn't catch this in your tryptophan-induced coma. If you play trivia, I want you to pay attention to this because you will want this information. George H.W. Bush on Friday became the longest-living United States president.
Oh, no way.
Eclipsing former President Gerald Ford. Ford, in another 94 days, will actually become the third longest living U.S. president, because former President Jimmy Carter is just 100 days behind George H.W. Bush. So a little race going between those two to see who can be the longest living former U.S. president, or the longest living U.S. president. So important, next time you get asked this in trivia, because everybody's used to saying, oh, it's Ford. Nope. George H.W. Bush.
George H.W. Prince Harry.
Prince Harry announced his engagement to Meghan Markle, and they will be getting married, I believe, in May at the St. George's Chapel in Westminster Palace.
Inside Windsor Castle.
Windsor Castle, yes. It is St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. I couldn't remember the name of the castle. I don't live there.
Oh my God, Derek, how could you not remember the name of the castle?
Yeah. It's pretty much a good career move on Markle's part. Because if you're going to get sexually harassed by nobility.
Oh, right?
You know, like, they got all the monies.
Then when everything goes to hell, you can sell your crown.
She is making plans to become a United Kingdom citizen. But she's going to keep her U.S. citizenship, so she'll be a dual.
Oh, good. I was worried about that.
And she said she is going to make an effort to learn more about the United Kingdom. Probably a good idea.
If you're going to be a duchess there.
Yeah, if you're going to be married to the prince. Yeah. But times have changed. I
won't lie. I got a little upset when I saw that. I thought me and Prince Harry were.
Between.
I like me a ginger.
Between the two of them, he's not the one that you want. Harry's like, I'm sure Harry's a lot of fun, but Harry's kind of the goofy one.
That's why I wanted him.
You know, William is the one that's like,
oh, come on. William is balding and boring.
Yes, but he's also responsible. He's a good family man. He looks out for everybody. He's got a lot of qualities that you want in a husband. Harry's a good time.
Being married to William looks so boring.
Yeah, but look at what she gets to wear and where she gets to go. It can't be that boring.
Fair point.
You don't marry the good time guy, is what I'm saying.
Speak for yourself.
Good time guy is not a husband. See, this is why we have a high divorce rate in this country. It's because you marry the good time guy.
Everybody love the good time guy.
Massage envy.
Massage envy. Closed, I think?
No. No, they're still open. For the moment.
Sexual assault?
Yeah, it's a good place to get sexually assaulted, according to a BuzzFeed investigation.
Yes.
The number of reported assaults actually amounts to 1% of the total number of massages they perform each year, which is still too high. But before you run out thinking, oh my God, it's like a crisis of sex perverts and massage envy. No, it's not. But you shouldn't get raped at all or sexually assaulted at all when you go to get a massage.
Yeah, especially because massages are expensive as hell.
And the particular problem that massage envy has is that they don't tell their franchisees how to deal with any of this. So women call up the local massage envy and say, your masseuse just molested me. And they're like,
I'm sorry, that was not worth laughing at.
And their response is, would you
it's
like...
It's just a weird sentence to hear come out of your mouth.
Would you like to come in and tell us about it? And most women, the attitude is,
no, I don't
want to go back to the place where I was just violated.
Mm-hmm.
So unless the women came in and complained in person, they wouldn't do anything about it. Even then, they wouldn't call the police. Because the one thing that Massage Envy corporate headquarters told them is, don't do anything that makes Massage Envy look bad. And corporate is hiding behind the fact that they are a franchiser. And they're basically saying, because we don't run those local operations.
Yeah, like this is on each individual owner instead of on us.
That's their problem, not our problem. Nobody looks good in this situation. So probably a good idea to give this place a wide berth for a little while until they sort things out.
Yeah, maybe don't use your Massage Envy gift certificate right away.
Yeah.
Larry Nassar.
Has pleaded guilty to three more counts of child sexual assault for teenage gymnasts at a gymnastics club. This is not connected to the U.S. national team, which is the last batch that he pled guilty to. This is a separate...
Yeah, so he was employed by USA Gymnastics and Michigan State, which both subsequently fired him. But there were opportunities for teenagers to take classes at Michigan State, which is what he pled guilty for today.
Yeah.
And it's some of his victims include Michaela Maroney, Allie Reisman, Gabby Douglas, like really, I mean, Olympic gold medalists.
Anyone who was on the U.S. national team in the last five Olympics pretty much is more than likely a victim of this guy.
Which is insane. I mean, I'm glad that various instances of sexual assault are coming out now. I think it's important. At the same time, it's baffling.
It's baffling that a guy, but one of the things about Nassar is the way that he did it was particularly diabolical, because he disguised his molestation as treatment for various hip and leg and back injuries. So under the pretense of helping these girls feel better.
And that's the problem, is that when you have a man who's, I mean, in this case, let's see, Allie Reisman, she's what, 25 maybe now? And he's 54, so he's almost 30 years older than her. Having a man say, this is what's good for you, when it's your whole life is around this. It's the perfect example of just not being able to say no, just feeling like you have to do that.
But he also presented as medical treatment.
No, that's what I'm saying, you know, is that you're like, obviously this is right and okay. That's what makes it almost worse.
What you say is on the backside of it, which is once you realize, no, wait a minute, that wasn't medical treatment, you're not going to say anything because you're gone from U.S. gymnastics if you do. And you've spent your entire childhood and all of your parents' money trying to get to the Olympics.
Trying to prepare to this.
Yeah. So you're not... So do you want to come forward and take the risk of being thrown off of the team, or you're just going to put up with it? Sad.
And it's... Yeah.
It's incredibly sad. But that's a particularly despicable and pernicious type of abuse, as opposed to the everyday abuse that we see in guys like Matt Lauer, Harvey Weinstein, where women walk into this situation and it's like, this is what's expected of you. If you want to advance your career, you're going to have sex with me, or you're going to do what I ask you to do.
Which, unfortunately, is not a foreign concept.
No, it's rather common. It doesn't work on this radio show, which is good. Well, I used to harass Brian Joyce, but he was dreamy. It's WMFO.
He is quite dreamy.
WMFO Medford, have to say that. Jay-Z.
Has gigantic lips.
Yes. No.
Uh,